Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Ngola, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my leader. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I am great. Praise God.
Lovely, lovely. Now, we have apologized to our listeners for not having you yesterday, but I'm glad that you made time to be with us today. What are we looking at today? Please do summarize. I think we're going to be going through what we would have covered yesterday and also go on to today's discussion. Over to you.
Thank you, my leader. How many minutes do I have?
Let's go for 20 minutes.
Okay. Yesterday, we were supposed to talk about submitting to God's plan.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm clear enough.
Yeah, we're very clear.
Okay. Talking about submitting to God's plan, beginning with Jesus Christ when he was in the wilderness.
Mm.
You see, when the devil tempted Jesus in the desert, he tried to get Jesus to avoid God's difficult plan.
Mm-hmm.
He told Jesus, "You don't have to suffer, Jesus. Just follow me, and I'll give you everything that you can ever need in life. Money, fame, and an easy life." So the devil even used the Bible verses to try to trick Jesus Christ. But each time Jesus answered by saying, "It is written," and he quoted the truth from Scripture.
Mm.
And this information, you can find it in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11.
Yeah.
So one big lesson we learn from Jesus is how important it is to obey God's plan, even when it's hard. Because sometimes life is hard that we may even choose to follow our own way. But Jesus chose to follow God's plan. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, before his death, Jesus prayed in deep pain and said, "Father, if possible, take this cup of suffering away from me, but not as I will.
Yeah,
as you will.
As you will."
Mm. Recorded in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39.
Mm.
You know, at this time we can discover to say Jesus was fully human and Jesus was fully God. And this is the doctrine which they call the hypostatic union, where one person, Jesus Christ, he has both two natures, both the divine and also both the human. And these two natures, they coexist without confusion and division. So Jesus Christ, even when his human nature wanted to submit to the devil's deception, divinity prevailed. And it showed us to say, sometimes in life, the flesh may be willing to do sin, but we must allow God's to take total control of our life so that we can obey God's plan. Then after 3 years of doing God's work, Jesus died on the cross and said, "It is finished." These words are recorded in John 19, verse 30, meaning, "I have completed the life God had planned for me," which is the most important thing for every human being to do on earth. So in the same way, when you begin to hear God speak to you through the Bible, through events in your life, and through his quiet voice, you can choose to trust God fully. When you do so, you will find peace, purpose, and joy in living the life that God has designed for you. So in short, for yesterday's lesson, what I'm saying is, Jesus showed us how to obey God's plan, even when it's hard. If we follow God's voice and we trust his voice, we can live a meaningful life.
Mm.
So now we will go faster since we just have 20 minutes in today's lesson.
Yeah, yes, yes.
So today's lesson, we are talking about satisfying our hidden hunger.
Mm.
You see, in the beginning, Adam and Eve had a close friendship with God in a perfect place called the Garden of Gethsemane. But when they believed Satan's lie, that they could become as wise as God,
yeah,
they disobeyed God and broke that special relationship. You know, God has a good relationship with us humans. But whenever we listen to Satan's lies about life, you'll be rich, you know, you'll be famous, people will be liking you on TikTok and the like. Most of the times we tend to broke the relationship that we have with God. And the sin that Adam and Eve created, created a separation between them and God, which also happens to us today. And it even caused problems in their own family. Sin is very bad, such that it will come nicely, but the things and consequences that sin will bring, it will be very bad. Today you just say, no, I think I'll just have one side chick in marriage. But when the problems begin, you will fail to handle them. No, I will just smoke a bit. When the problems and the consequences of that which is wrong start coming upon your life, other people even start suffering. And the sin is recorded in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. So because of sin, death entered the world. Just like Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death. These are the words of God. And now, after they were removed from the Garden of Eden, life became very hard for Adam and Eve, such that they had to work. Their work became very painful. Raising children was tough, and life was full of struggle. But the worst part wasn't the hard work itself. This is where now we must understand. It was the emptiness of their heart. They missed their closeness with God himself. Sometimes when people lose their relationship with God, most of the times life becomes a mess itself. So since that time, every human being has been affected by sin, where Romans chapter 5 verse 12 tells us to say that through one man, Adam, sin and death entered the world, and now all people suffer the same fate because everyone has sinned. Because of sins, we all feel a deep emptiness inside us, a hidden hunger. Where our topic is based, we try to fill that emptiness with things like shopping, chasing success, drinking, taking drugs, spending hours online, and getting into an unhealthy conversation, just trying to fill that hidden hunger. But you see, none of these things truly satisfy us. That's the truth. You can have wealthy, but still you'll not be satisfied. They are just signs that we are longing for something better. You see, what we really are missing is a relationship with God himself. Even atheists, some atheists have testified to say, I think I need a relationship with something invincible because these problems I face are beyond me. Because we are human. So the question is, what's the real solution then? The real solution is, only God can fill that emptiness. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, that true joy and lasting treasure are found in God's presence himself. We will enjoy only, we will only feel complete and satisfied when our connection with God is restored and we can live close to Him again and again and again. So in short, today we are saying we are all spiritually hungry because of sin.
Yeah.
We try to fill that hunger with things that don't last. But only God, only God, only God's love can truly satisfy our hearts. That's what we are saying today. Seek for God, and God will truly satisfy you.
Many have sought God and have decided to leave because they say God is quiet and silent when He is sought. And so they are out there in the world because they've given up. Are you saying that they did not seek God the way He was supposed to be sought?
Thank you for that question. You see, some people think, I can say sometimes, it may seem as if God is missing in action. Sometimes it may seem as if God is putting us on hold when we are calling. Rick Warren even says sometimes we may go on repenting all our sins. We go to the people we wronged and we say, please forgive me, because we think as if those are the things which are blocking us and we are left alone. But you know, everything that happens to a child of God, and maybe problems God allows them in your life, He allows them for a purpose. Sometimes He allows them to develop your courage. And in Psalms it says, God is close to the brokenhearted, to those who are crushed in spirit. So whenever you feel like God has left you, that's the time God is close to you and trying to develop your character, because sometimes you never realize that God is all you need until God is all you've got in your life.
And then you're saying that perhaps it's a lack of patience?
Yes, yes, we can touch that. You know, most of us today, we want fast things, fast money, and a fast life, a good relationships. But you know, God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patience. And God Himself being love, He wants us to be patient enough to wait for Him to provide for us at His own right time, so that we can come and appreciate that which God blesses us with. Because if something comes just in a fast way, we will never value it. Sorry to say this, you agree with me to say, even when you propose to a girlfriend today and then the girlfriend says yes right there and then, you begin to question yourself to say, what? But again, when they are delaying a bit, you will say, okay, maybe this one is principled and she takes care of herself. So God wants us to be patient so that we can value that which God will bless us with.
Man, yeah, beautiful one. Well, but Pastor, before I let you go, please then summarize what the takeaway should be from the listener this afternoon.
Today I am saying God wants you to obey His plan, because His plan is perfect. And God Himself is saying, you may try to go around looking for something that can satisfy you, but even those people who you think they have made it in life, they are also saying, I need a peace. And peace that surpasses all understanding is just found in God. So seek God and obey Him fully today, child of God.
beautiful one. I must thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us this afternoon. It's been a fantastic one. A pleasure to have, spoken to you. And thank you so, so much for coming back to us. And we are grateful that you always make time and, put quite a lot of preparation for what we are discussing. And the listeners, of course, benefiting a great deal from your teachings. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my leader, and have a blessed time. Hope to meet you next time.
Lovely. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.